Now, many darshanim have given lectures, shiurim, drushes about Shabbos and the significance of Shabbos. What's unique about this approach is that we're talking about the relationship between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's a particular, shall I say, niche that's very unique. And I think it sheds a whole new light on Yitzias Mitzrayim. Let's introduce this idea with a couple of questions about a very, very mysterious parasha. This week, of course, is Shabbos Shira. And we're going to read about the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. But if you read the psukim, you really could become very baffled, and it's quite complicated. Vayomer Moshe la'am, al tiru, don't be afraid. Is yatzvuru es yeshuas Hashem asher yasa lochem ayom, ki asher ra'isem es mitzrayim ayom lo tosifu l'rosam od ad olam. Hashem yilachem lachem. Now please emphasize the next two words. Vatem tacharishun. So this is the old question that everybody deals with, and that is, what does it mean, atem tachrishun? It sounds like this is a response to what appeared a few psukim earlier in Pasuk Yud. We're in Pasuk Yud Gimel now, but if you go back to Pasuk Yud, it says, Uparo hikriv vayisu bnei Yisrael seineem, v'hine mitzrayim noseach reem, vayiru ma'od, vayitzaku bnei Yisrael Hashem. Clearly, this is a tza'aka to Hashem. This is a tefillah. And now Hashem says, through Moshe Rabbeinu, Atem tacharishun. Silencing, as it were, their prayers. Now we know, there's machlokas, whether tefillah is doraisa or not. The Rambam seems to assume that tefillah is doraisa. I'm sorry. The Ramban says that tefillah is doraisa. The Rambam seems to assume that tefillah is derabanan. But everybody agrees that the ace tzara, at a time of impending doom, even the Rambam agrees that tefillah is doraisa. So we're talking about a real serious mitzvah of tefillah. So what's this atem tacharishun all about? And again, all the mefarshim grapple with this problem. Then we go on in the psukim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, ma titzak elai? Why are you crying out to me? Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yiso. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets the instruction to lift up the matah and split the yam. And Bnei Israel passed through the dry land. So again, just to review, we have a very basic question here about Vatem Tacharishun and the fact that Hashem says, Lama Matitzak Eli, Daber Bnei Israel V'so, this is not the time for Tza'aka. A similar question could be asked in this same parasha with regard to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Rashi says that Hashem turns to Moshe and says, "Ma titzak elai, lamadnu shayo Moshe omeinu mispalel." Not only were the people of Israel crying out to Hashem, and Hashem said, "Tatem tacharishun," but even Moshe was standing up and praying on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Amala Kadosh Baruch Hu lo eis ata laharich b'tefila. This is not a time for tefila. So we have two things. We have Atem Tacharishun regarding the Tza'aka of Klal Yisrael. Now we have Matitzak Elai with regard to Moshe's Tefillah. And again, you know, Chazal always talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gemara Yevamos, Mis'avel Tefillos Shel Tzadikim. God loves the Tefillah of Tzadikim. And here, Matitzak Elai, Hashem doesn't want to hear the Tefillos. What's this all about? So Rav Osai, this particular presentation fits the following pattern, if I would say. We have a couple of questions, but put them, so to speak, in the back burners, because we're now going to start the main subject for today, and then hopefully at the very end of this long tiyul, you know, we'll swing back and we'll come back to our original questions. The Zohar makes a comment on the Pasuk Hashem Yilachem Lachem Vatem Tacharishun, a very beautiful description of Shabbos and the observance of Shabbos. Doesn't seem to have any connection ostensibly with Hashem Yilachem Lachem or with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Zohar quotes Rabbi Abba, and he would begin this parsha by quoting the famous pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. Yeshayahu HaNavi is the Navi that gives us what's called the mitzvos of Shabbos midivrei Kabbalah, and he tells us im toshes raglecha asos chavtzecha v'dabru davar v'karasel Shabbos oneg mimatzol chavtzecha v'dabru davar. All these dimensions of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos are presented by Yeshayahu HaNavi. Says the Zohar, Zakoyim Heim Yisrael, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bahem Lehisdabek Bahem Mikol Shar Umos HaOlam. Klal Yisrael is the beloved nation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. God desires to have a dveikus, a very close relationship with this particular nation as opposed to the other nations of the world. And from that Ava, he brings the people of Israel closer. Kirev Osam Ela, Vinasam Lemes HaTorah, but not enough did he give them the Torah, but Vinasam Lemes HaShabbos, Shu Kodesh Mikol HaYomim, V'yeshbo menucha mikulam, v'simcha mikulam, u'shkula Shabbos k'neged ha-Torah kula, u'misha shomer Shabbos k'ilu shomer eskola Torah kula. The Zohar lavishes praises on the Shabbos, its significance. This is all part of the love relationship in which God gives the people of Israel the Shabbos. Shabbos is described here as not only the link in the relationship of Dveikus between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that Ava relationship, but it's also the most sanctified day of the week. It's a day of Menucha, it's a day of Simcha, it's as weighty as all the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah, and therefore someone who observes the Shabbos is considered as if he observes the entire Torah. And in the context of Shabbos, the Zohar goes on to say, look at the beauty of Shabbos, v'karasal Shabbos oneg, that we have to enjoy the Shabbos, and number two, we're not allowed to speak divrei chol on Shabbos. All this is codified here in these psukim in Yeshayahu HaNavi. And finally, at the end of this presentation in the Zohar about Shabbos, says the Zohar, Zeu atam, this is the explanation, Sha'amar Moshe Yisrael, Shiachrishu v'lo yispalu. What is going on over here? After a whole presentation about the love of Hashem, the dveikus that Hashem desires with Klal Yisrael, this is the chosen people. He gives them the Torah. He gives them the Shabbos. The Shabbos is great. It's wonderful. And therefore we understand why Moshe gets the tzivui, Atem Tachrishun. They're standing at Yam Suf. They're pleading to God. The Egyptians are in hot pursuit. In front of them is the Yam Suf, is the sea, and they're in a very precarious position. It seems that, as we said at the outset, they should be praying. And Hashem says, "No, Atem Tachrishun." Says the Zohar, why? Because of Shabbos. Very, very perplexing. Now we read the last piece in the Zohar in this particular context. And this, if you're following the text, is on the left column of page 1. Bo ure'e, kama, kan, kasher kirev paro lasos melacha, milchamim Yisrael, bioso zman, lo ratza kodesh baruch hu, shia oru Yisrael, his orus lemata, klal. Sharei ha'is orus lemalahi. Unbelievable. There are two types of relationships. There's a relationship in which Klal Yisrael initiate the relationship. That's called the Sasarusa Dilatata. And then there's a relationship which is initiated by Almighty God. That's called Isarusa Diliela. Says the Zohar, Paro is about to attack the people of Israel. And at this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Isarusa Dilatata. He wants only Isarusa Diliela. Why? So the Zohar says, Ki ha'avos ikdimu visoru. They already implemented the avos, the Isarus Dilatata, and Zvus Shalem Om Dilafanov. So as far as the Isarusa Dilatata is concerned, that's covered. That's already been taken care of by the avos. But now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Isarusa Dili'ela, he wants to take the initiative from the heavens above. And Lo Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu She Yisrael Ya'oruru Lamata. Now wait a second. Let's assume that this Arusa Dilamata is a result of the Avos. So what was is Shlechti? I mean, what's so terrible here? Is this a violation of Al-Tosif? If the Jewish people will initiate a tefillah? The Zohar is a closed book over here. The Zohar gives us an entire long description of the Shabbos. Then the Zohar goes on to say that why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Atem Tachrishun? And the answer is because there already was an Asasarusa Dilatata, and that was the Avos. So we had this Klus Avos from the bottom. Now we need an initiation from the top, and that's going to be Isarusa Dili'ela. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I don't want your initiative, your tefillos. I don't want your tzaakos. I don't want your Isasarusa Dilatata. All I want is Isarusa Dili'ela. Hashem is going to fight this battle, and you don't have to get involved. You, the people of Israel, can play a passive role over here. Why is this so? We're talking about the seventh day of Pesach. Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place on Sunday. Sunday was the first day of Pesach at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means that Kriyas Yamsuf took place on a Thursday. It means we're not talking about Shabbos. You know, you could have said, well, maybe Yetzias, maybe Kriyas Yamsuf took place on Shabbos. That simply is not so. So what has Shabbos got to do with this day and this great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf? We have to understand, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the Avos, and there already was an Isarusa Dilatata, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want any Isarusa Dilatata. What would be so terrible if the people of Israel initiated a tefillah and a Isarusa Dilatata in addition, on top of what the Avos had initiated earlier? What is going on here? And now we begin a trip into Shabbos. We want to know, what is Shabbos all about? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, you guessed it, of all the Masechtas will be Shabbos, and this is on your page 2, on Daf Yudam and Beis, that the mitzvah of Shabbos is much more than just a mitzvah. It's a matana. And on the Pasuk, Ach Hashem Shabsosai Tishmoru Ki Osi Beini Venichem Ledorosechem Ledaski Ani Hashem Mekadshchem, Chazal add the following comment. Omer Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Genozai V'Shabbos Shma. I have a great gift. It's locked up in my treasury, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Shabbos. V'ani Mevakesh Litna LiYisrael. I want to give it to the people of Israel. Now wait a second. The entire Torah, which is made up of 613 mitzvahs, is all a Matana Tova. Why is Shabbos singled out as a Matana Tova? At Har Sinai, we got all the mitzvahs, the Torah, the mitzvahs. It's all considered a great matana, a wonderful gift from Hashem. Why is Shabbos singled out by the Gemara as Matana Tova more than any other mitzvah? And here we're going to look at the Oev Yisrael, the Apter Rav, who says the following. We begin with a pasuk in Mishle. The pasuk in Mishle says, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu. Here the pasuk uses the word lekach. Lekach is miloshon mekach. Mekach means that if I sell you something, you have to pay up. That's called a mekach. And yet, says the Apter Rav, paradoxically, in the same pasuk, it says nasati lochem. The word nasati indicates a gift that's gratis and doesn't require payment. How do we integrate into one pasuk a mekach and a matana? What is it? Is it a mekach or is it a matana? And he says the following, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah are called a mekach, and that's ki lekach tov nasati lochem. However, we have to pay up for that mekach. all that we can bring down into this world, and all the spirituality, all the divinity, all of the Shekhinah is a result of our mitzvahs. And that's what's called Isarusa Dilatata. We pay the money and Hashem Kaviyachal delivers the goods. There's one exception to that rule, and that's the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is called a Matana Tova. It means that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even before we get involved in fulfilling the mitzvah of Shabbos, there is a spiritual power in the universe which comes from on high that's called the Aura of Shabbos. And that is initiated by Isarusa Deli'ela. That's the concept of Matana. We don't even have to be active. We can be totally passive, and yet we experience the Shabbos. And here's the language of the Apta Rav, which you'll see on the bottom of your right column. Hine, ein lecha shum mitzvah shenaseh, that we can somehow bring down some sort of shefa from the olam ha'salyon below isarusa d'latata. We need to start the process and initiate the mitzvah. Rak, with the exception of mitzvahs ha'Shabbos. Now take a look at mitzvahs ha'Shabbos. Basically, Shabbos is all passive. It's what we call Shev Yaltaseh. It means that we observe the 39 categories of Malacha, and we're in a passive state. The only exception to that rule is the mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos, the mitzvah of Kiddush. But everything else about Shabbos is Avos and Toldos, Shev Yaltaseh, be in a state of tishbos, which means passivity. All the other mitzvahs require us to be active. Shabbos requires that we be passive. That passive state of Shabbos symbolically represents Isarusa Dili Ela, that Hashem is giving us the Shabbos from above. All that Shabbos represents in the higher worlds of spiritual divinity is all done and initiated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'atzmo B'lishum Siyua V'ezer Milamata. We don't touch it. We just accept it. We just receive it. That's called Matana Tova Yeshli B'beis Genozai V'Shabbos Shma. Shabbos is the Matana Tova. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia V'Shabbos from the sanctified levels of heavens above, the Isarusa Deli'ela, and is no Isarusa Deli'tata. And therefore, when it says Shabbos Shema, it means the essence of Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos means Shvisa. Shabbos means Shevi Altasa. Shabbos means sit back and everything is happening in front of your eyes. Just watch the movie, watch the play, and enjoy it. Because all the spiritual power that comes from above is coming from above, and you just take it in below. And therefore, the pasuk says, "Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadshchem." When it comes to Shabbos, the pasuk says that I will sanctify you. God is the active player over here. We are the passive recipients. That's called no isarusa dilatata. And if this be the case, says the Oy of Yisrael, we begin to understand the passage that we recite every Shabbos, but perhaps we don't pay attention to the nusach of the piyut here of Tfilah Shachris. It says, V'yom HaShvi, Mishabeach V'yomer, Mizmor Shir L'yom HaShabbos, Tov Lo Dos L'Hashem, L'fichach Yifaru V'yavarchu L'kel Kol Yitzurah. Now watch this. The word L'fichach means therefore. Therefore means I've given you a reason why Yifarucha V'yavarchucha L'kel Kol Yitzurah. Why? The Reisha says Yom HaShvi V'Shabeach V'Omer. Okay, Yom HaShvi V'Shabeach V'Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Tov Lo Dos Hashem. But what's the L'ficha? What does it mean therefore Yifaru V'yavarchu L'kel Kol Yitzurah? The answer is, what is the Yom HaShvi V'Shabeach V'Omer? Yom HaShvi Me'atzmo. In all the other cases, we have to sing the Shir. In the case of Shabbos, the Shabbos itself sings the Shir. We are in a state of passivity. There is no isarusa dilatata. It's all coming from above. And therefore, leficha, if the Kedusha Shabbos comes down from above with isarusa dili'ela, therefore yifaru v'yavarchu l'kel kol yitzura. Even if someone was not zoche, even if someone did not have the spiritual energies to initiate a mitzvah, to do something positive and creative, and generate olamos, even so, nevertheless, he will still praise God on the Shabbos because he could be absolutely passive. He doesn't merit the Isarusa Dilatata, but it's totally unnecessary to have an Isarusa Dilatata. It's all Isarusa Dili'ela. It's all coming from above. And now we're going to take a look at Rabbi Yaakov Kapil, apparently one of the great Kabbalists. Don't ask me about him because I don't study Kabbalah, but he's quoted in the Sidur Shel Shabbos, a sefer which I have somewhere, don't ask me where. And he says the following: Yom HaShvi'i Kadosh, the Kedusha of Shabbos is Beli Siyua Mimaisa Tachtonim. There is nothing that we have to do down here on this earth in order to generate and create the Kedusha of Shabbos. Eino Tolui B'Tachtonim. The Kedusha of Shabbos is independent of our activity. We cannot sanctify the Shabbos. It's sanctified upstairs in the Beis Mishomala every seventh day. We cannot, Chas V'Shalom, change the Shabbos and decide that we want another day. It's not like the Kiddush of Yontif, where Beis Din is in charge of deciding what day is Yontif. Here, unlike the case of Mardos, Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi. It's set. And by Yikadosh Elokim es Yom HaShvi, God sanctifies this day. And it's Kadosh Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Kadosh Hayom LaDoneinu. It's not Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh means we have to call it Kodesh, and that's Rosh Chodesh, and that's Mardim. But no, here it's Mekadesh HaShabbos. We don't add Yisrael. On Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisrael Ve'azman, because we are the conduits. We bring down the Kedusha of Yom Tov. But when it comes to Shabbos, we do absolutely nothing. Shabbos is 100% coming from the Kedusha Lemala Li'ela. And therefore, Alamayla HaNifles HaZos, regarding this wonderful aspect or dimension of Kedusha Shabbos, Shibech David HaMelech V'Yelmar Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. What is Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? As we said before, HaShabbos means that the Shabbos itself is singing its own song, right? Yom HaShvi Meshabeach V'Yomer. And the Pasuk says Ki Simachtani Hashem B'Falecha. In the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which is the 92nd Kapitel of Tehillim, Ki Simachtani Hashem B'Falecha, anything that we experience here down on earth as a spiritual simcha, as a joy, it's all Simachtani. Atavi Atzmacha Simachtani. You, God, have made me happy. You have initiated the Shabbos. Hashem is the Poel. He's the active agent. There's no Isarusa Dilatata. There's no necessity for man to be active. All man has to do is just experience the Shabbos, soak it in, let it penetrate into his soul, and that's the nature of Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore, the Pasuk says, B'maseh Yodech HaRanein, I am there to sing the song of praises. All of creation will sing, will join me in the sing a song of praises for the Shabbos, because the Erech, the incredible, infinite value of the light, the supernal light of Kedusha Shabbos, is something that comes from Hashem Himself, and all of creation can participate in that great song of praise for the Shabbos. And if this be the case, we have a whole new perspective on the pasuk that we started with today. Hashem Yilachem Lachem V'Atem Tacharishu. What the Zohar is telling us is that what's going to be our zechus, that's going to bring about the geula, that's going to bring about the destruction of our enemies in Yam Suf, it's the zechus of Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, Atem Tachrishun, what typifies the character, the essence of Shabbos, is Atem Tachrishun. You have the zechus of Shabbos, and now everything is Isarusa Dili'ela. We don't need any Isarusa Dili'tata. And in order to appreciate this on a most profound level, we're going to take a look at the Siduro Shel Shabbos that we began with and see how he concludes. He says the following, and this is on the bottom left on page 2. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Chazal in the Gemara tell us that Hashem talked to Moshe Rabbeinu. Matana tovi yesh li b'gnozai v'shabbos shnuah v'ani v'akesh litna l'Yisrael. Matana tova yesh li b'gnozai. When someone gives a gift to his friend, that gift is called in Lashon Kodesh a matana. But that's only as far as the recipient is concerned. He receives a matana. However, until this matana is delivered and received, and it's in the hands of the nosei, and he hasn't yet given it, then you wouldn't call it a matana. The word matana reflects and indicates that it's been received. And yet here, in the context of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, Matana Tova Yeshli. What do you mean, Matana Tova Yeshli? That's not called a Matana. You have something that you want to give. Once you give it, it becomes a Matana. Once it's received, it's a Matana. But now it's not called a Matana. What does it mean, Matana Tova Yeshli V'Beis Genozai? And the answer is that, very cryptic answer, but we'll try to explain it, that as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, this is a Matana Tova that's already been given to Klal Yisrael. It's a Matana Tova from the perspective of the recipient, as if the recipient has already received this Matana. Because again, there's no work and there's no Hisarusa Dilatata in order to earn the Shabbos. In order to understand this on a deeper level, Vayehi Bayom Mahim Vayigdal Moshe Vayetzel Achav Vayar B'Sivlosam. The Medrash says that what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu went out and he saw this Sivlosam, there are many different explanations of the word Sivlosam, but the Medrash in Shmos Rabba has a very unique interpretation, and it really has an impact on our whole understanding of Golos Mitzrayim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu perceive? She'ein lehem menucha. They're working 7 days a week around the clock. Moshe comes to Paro and he asks him the following question. Let's say you have an Eved. He doesn't rest for even one day of the week. What's going to happen to such an Eved? Ultimately, he's going to die. Now we're turning to page 3. However, your Avadim have no rest day. They're going to die. Now again, Rabosa, you know, in a 20th century context, maybe that's exactly what they want to happen. All the work is just playing games before you kill the person. That's what the work camps were all about. But at least at the time of Paro at this point still wanted the work of the people of Israel. He wanted to continue that state of slavery. Amalo Paro, lech vaselehem kmo shetomar. Do what you have to do. Establish a day as a day of rest. Halach Moshe v'tiken lehem es yom haShabbos lanuach. Moshe knew which day was Shabbos, and he chose that day on a weekly basis as a day off from work. Now, how did the Jewish people take this all? Obviously, they were very happy to have a day off. But it's much more profound than that. Says the Medrash, Hayu biyadam megilos. The Jewish people, over the course of centuries, had guarded in their possession megilos. They had written scripts, documents, which they kept secret. And these documents had Torah on them. Again, we don't know exactly what Torah they had at that time. Maybe they had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and a few other parashios. But whatever they had, they had. And now for the first time since the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Jewish people began to study Torah. Why? Because they had Shabbos. Shabbos was a day off, and they took advantage of that day to be Mishtashem Bohem, to enjoy the benefit of these Megillos. And these Megillos would give them Chizuk, would blow into them, so to speak, a new breath of spiritual energy. Not only that, the Megillos contained words of comfort about the ultimate redemption from Egypt. The entire depressing situation of Klal Yisrael now was changing. This was a turning point. Moshe Rabbeinu established the Shabbos. The people had these Megillos. They read about their future and the redemption, the glorious day of Geula, and they were learning Torah. And the Medrash applies the famous pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Lulei Saraska Shashuai Ozavati Bionyi. There's a word here called Shashuai. Shashuai means to enjoy something. Shashuai means when you read a book and it's very precious to you and you enjoy it. Without the Torah as my enjoyment, we would be totally destroyed, totally lost. But we have these Sfarim, we have these Megillos, we have this Torah, and Hoyu Mishtashim Bahem, they enjoyed the Torah, and it gave them spiritual energy on Shabbos, from one Shabbos to the next. And that's what the Pasuk says, Lulei Saras Chashashua, if not for that Shabbos that I have to enjoy the Torah of Vadati, I wouldn't have a chance. In other words, the people in Egypt, I can't tell you exactly what date this took place. Was it years before the Geula? More likely it was very close to the end, but that's when they needed it the most, because that's when they were on their absolute low. And on a weekly basis on Shabbos, they were Osek B'Torah. They had a certain Torah that was not the formal Torah as we know it today. It was the Torah of the Avos, and it was committed to writing on Megillos. It was a kind of a Torah Shebichtav, and as a result of that, dedicating themselves on Shabbos to studying these Megillos, it was mechazik them, it gave them the strength that they could carry the ball all the way to the end and maintain their identity, v'lo shinu eshmam, es lushonam, es malbusham, hayu gedurim v'arayos. All these levels that they achieved was a result of that day of Shabbos and the study of Torah on Shabbos. And this was something that God, Almighty God, cherished. That you would think that if they get one day off from those Egyptian taskmasters that would beat them and would torture them, what would they do with that day off? They could use it in so many different ways. To relax, to take it easy. There's no avoda. It's an amazing day. No. Instead, they were Osek B'Torah. Just like the Canadians, when they get Canada Day, all they want to do is learn Torah. Am I right? And I remember all the shiurim I was able to give on Canada Day. Because a good Jew takes advantage of a day off. And instead of just enjoying the day in different, you know, playing ice hockey, we can enjoy. Oh, by the way, they're expecting snow over here in the next 2 hours. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get home tonight. But you know what? In Israel, snow is not even like a single flake in Toronto. And when it hits the ground, it completely melts. Anyway, Klal Yisrael began a Shmira Shabbos in Mitzrayim as what we would call Eino Mitzuva V'Yosa. I mean, they hadn't yet received the Shabbos in the Torah. It was before Har Sinai. They were observing the Shabbos on their own initiative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is an amazing Choshava, beloved experience of the Jew. And you know what? Hashem says, you gave me a great Matan. I received your Shabbos. You are machshiv the Shabbos in a way that's a niflah. It's amazing. It's marvelous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to accept that matana from you, and therefore you are worthy of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that gift of Shabbos that Kaviyochel receives from Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, and he locks it up in his treasury house. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Matana Tova, Yeshli, Bebeis Kenozai. Ask yourself the question. If it's Bebeis Kenozai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not yet given to Klal Yisrael this Matana, how could it be called a Matana? Says the Abdur Rav, you know why it's in Matana? Because it was Matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel received from Klal Yisrael. That's what he kept in his base Genazai. And now, from now on, Klal Yisrael, you're going to be on the receiving end. You're not going to have to kill yourself on Shabbos. Give up that one day off from slavery and servitude in order to observe the Shabbos. But I am going to give you a gift of Shabbos. You gave me the gift of Shabbos. I took that gift and I kaviyofa locked it up in my base kenazai. Now's the time when I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Mevakesh ani laseisa l'Yisrael. I want to give you the Shabbos. And now you become mitzuva v'yose. And gadol mitzuva v'yose. Yosef v'sheinu mitzuva v'yose. And now you can be totally passive. You don't have to do all that you did. You can now receive the Shabbos and its Kedusha from on high. And Rabbosei, if you're following in the text, we're on page 3 in the middle section, the middle column. We begin to understand the reason for Shabbos as an aura, as a light of spiritual energy that comes by itself, milamala, from on high down to our earth, without any Yisarus Dilutata. It's not like any other mitzvah, which requires our initiative, our work, and our toil, as an Yisarus Dilutata. Because now we're up to Midah Keneged Midah, a measure for a measure. Of all the mitzvahs at Torah, Klal Yisrael was not able to fulfill them before Kabbalah HaTorah, before Har Sinai. And therefore, in the case of Shabbos, this only one exception, it's a Sarusa Dilatato. It's our initiative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Midah Keneged Midah, I'm now going to give you the Shabbos as a gift, as a Sarusa Dilayla, and now you're going to be Mekayim the Shabbos passively, and you don't even need your Sarusa Dilatato. The mitzvah of Shabbos, which Klal Yisrael preempted, they didn't want to wait to fulfill it until they get the tzivui. They already wanted to implement and achieve the Shabbos as an eno mitzvah of Yosef. Hikdimu l'kaimo b'mitzrayim b'sarusa d'latata, without any tzivui, they were zocher, therefore, midah k'neged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them back a great matana. He was going to give them the Ara Shabbos b'sarusa d'liela, without any sarusa d'latata. And that's what the Gemara means when it says on the pasuk, "Ladas ki ani Hashem ekadshchem," that this sanctification, which is purely God sanctifying the people of Israel, is a reference to Shabbos, to the Matana Tova. Kosh Baruch says that I receive from you, from Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, to be shomer the Shabbos b'sarusel tata before I even gave the mitzvah. Now I'm going to give you a Matana Tova of Isarusa Dilyela. It's Zulu Mazu, it's Zeh Keneged Zeh, it's Midah Keneged Midah. And therefore, if we go back to the statement of Matana Tova Yeshli B'nei Gnozai V'Shabbos Shma, and we said in the name of the Ohi of Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Shabbos as Matana B'Sarusa Dilyela without any Isarusa Tata, and we also said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu received a Matana Tova from Klal Yisrael because they were Maktim and they were Shomer the Shabbos of Mitzrayim. Both are correct. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you Matana Tova, it's Arusa D'Liela. But on the other hand, why were we Zocha? How were we Zocha to this Arusa D'Liela, this wonderful Matana? The answer is because we gave that Matana with this Arusa D'Liela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God received that Matana Tova, and now He's giving us back a great Matana, which is Ganuz Bebeis Genozai, in the schus that we were Makdim the Shmir Shabbos of Mitzrayim, Isarusa Dilatata. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, He gives us Mitzuva V'yosa, B'mida Keneged Mida, He gives us a Matana, it's Isarusa Dilayla. And let's get back to Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishim. And why? Says the Zohar, b'zchus the mitzvah of Shabbos. It means that b'zchus that Klal Yisrael began, they initiated the process of Shmir Shabbos in Mitzrayim, even before they were commanded. Even though the Shibud was so difficult, and naturally a slave would want to take that day off, and just sleep it off, just relax. But nevertheless, they put in their time in studying the Torah, the Megillos that they had. and therefore they were zocha mida k'neged mida, that the Shabbos was given to them v'sarusa d'liela. That's what Moshe means when he says Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tachrishman. In the schus of your mesiris nefesh, you killed yourself, so to speak, figuratively, I mean, on Shabbos, to be shomer the Shabbos in the most ideal way, with an isarusa dilatata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want it publicized, I want to make it absolutely crystal clear, that even without your tefillos, I'm going to give you this gift. It's going to be a wonderful gift. And the nature and the character of that gift is such that it's purely isarusa dilatata. Ela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Laharos Bekach. Here I would underline these words. If you have a paragraph that starts with the words Vizehu on the left column and three lines up before the end, he says Laharos Bekach. Hashem wanted to demonstrate Kama Chaviva Hi HaShabbos Sheshomru Yisrael B'Mitzrayim. How beloved and how cherished it was in the eyes of the Almighty, the Shabbos that the people of Israel observed in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inicha Bebeis Knozov. He took that Shabbos and locked it up in his private treasury. It was so valuable to him. And his ultimate purpose was Kedei Laseiso LeYisrael, to give it back to Klal Yisrael as a Matana without any Isarusa Dilatata. And what this means is Atem Tachrishun. Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out to Hashem. He's being mispowel on the behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, I don't want to mislead. I don't want people to come to the wrong conclusion that God responds because of the tzaaka and the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now's not the time for tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe his tefillah would achieve the goal. Hashem says, you know what? Atem tachrishun, ma tetzakei lai. It's all in the schus of Shabbos. That's how the Zohar understands it. We were standing at Yom Suf. Everything was in the balance. Would Hashem do this miracle or not? And the answer is, because of the schus of Shmir Shabbos, Hashem says, you deserve, you merit this great miracle, which is totally going to be brought about totally by Atem Tachrishun, totally by Isarusa Dili Ela. They served Hashem on Shabbos instead of taking it off, as we said before. Savlu b'chol yemei shavuos koshi hashibuim kol zeh lo nachu b'shabbos miavodosam hakosha niskavtzu yachad lasok b'torah l'schazek be'emunas ha'avos hakadoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu was not part of the shibud. He was not part of the slavery, and there's no question that he observed the Shabbos, but he does not have the same schus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael as slaves, given their workload, given their terrible oppression during the 6 days of the week, for them to dedicate the Shabbos, to observe it in a spiritual way as a day of chizuk, of emunah, of learning Torah, that's an amazing schus. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have this schus, and therefore Hashem says, Matitzake lie, Atem Tachrishun, meaning now's not the time, Moshe Rabbeinu, for your tefillos, because it's not in the merit of your tefillos that I am going to bring about the geula, but rather it's in the merit of the Isarusa de la Tata of Klal Yisrael when they took it upon themselves and literally were Moser Nefesh for the sake of the Shabbos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the people of Israel, Matitzake lie. I already chose you. You are my people. You observe the Shabbos. And in that schus, Hashem says, I love you and I'm going to save you. Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tachrishu. And why? In the schus of the Matan of Shabbos. In the schus of the Matana that we, the people of Israel, our forefathers, gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Matana, which was Isarusa Dilatata. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've chosen you. You have chosen my Shabbos and I've chosen you. And now the Yeshua Hashem is going to come without any Isarusa Dilatata. You've already done it. You've already given me my Matana. Now I'm going to give you a Matana. And a Matana means that you accept it and receive it passively. You don't have to do like the other mitzvahs and give something back to me. It's therefore Matitzakei Lai. And finally on page 4, The Zohar says, as we saw earlier, the osas man lo rotza kodesh baruch shia oru Yisrael is orus lamata klal hare is orus lamalahi avos ikdimu vi orus orzu lamala. We already have this orus of the avos, and the Zohar says in Parshas Yisro, not here in Parshas Bishalach, ki sholosh seudas hashabbos hen keneged gimel avos hakdoshim. Now it's hard for me to know whether Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim on that day of Shabbos, which they were granted, were eating Shalosh Sudos. But if you give me that literary license, and we can assume that that's exactly what happened, each one of those Sudos is connected one of the others. Elon Tlas Sudosim Amenusa Sudosim the Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov Klilabun. So when Klal Yisrael observed the Shabbos in Mitzrayim, and presumably they ate three seudos of Shabbos, I'm not sure if they were chametz or matz, I don't know. Hikdimu la'ores haschus shel gimel avos hakdoshim. Right? Because the three seudos are connected to the gimel avos. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I already have an esarusa dilatata in the body, in the personification of the avos. And now we begin to see a relationship between the Kriyas Yam Suf and the Shabbos. When we want to understand the connection between Kriyas Yam Suf and the Shabbos, then we have to read the Medrash. The Medrash says that the 7 days of Pesach correspond to the 7 days of creation, which means that the last day of Pesach corresponds to Shabbos. Lo yirol chasiyor shevasiyom kineged zayin yomim shebein ha-geulo l'kriyas yamsuf kishem shebitchilo hem zayin yimei breishis ukshem shashabes miskayemes echad l'zayin yomim kach yu eile shivas hayom miskayemim v'chol shona v'shona shenemar ushmarta es hafuka zos l'moad ha-miyom l'mima. Why did the Al-Sheikh ask the question in Parshas Bo? Why is it that the Torah is koveya that the first day of Pesach and the seventh day of Pesach, Mikrai Kodesh, are Osir Basiyas Malacha? Says the Al-Sheikh, because these 2 days of Pesach correspond to the first day of creation and to the last day of creation. The last day of creation was the seventh day, was the day of Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveya that the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach should be called Mikrai Kodesh, meaning the 5 days in the middle are only Moed, they're only Chol HaMoed, but the first and the last days are observed as Yontif. Now we see, according to the Al-Sheikh, that the seventh day of Pesach, which is the day of Kriyas Yam Suf, corresponds to the seventh day of the week, which is Shabbos. And it fits like a glove, because Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, Hashem liyolchem chematem tachrishun, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Adma titzaki lai, it's because the Jews were zoche to fulfill the Shabbos with the tremendous Isarusa dilatata, now they're going to get Isarusa dilayla from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at Kriyas Yam Suf, what they got was Shabbos. What do we mean by Shabbos? They got the power of Shabbos. They had the merit of Shabbos. They had the Sarusa Dili'ela of Shabbos. Because now the Sarusa is going to come from up on top. And that's all because of our initiative here, our Shmir Shabbos Shikdimu. And therefore the Shabbos that Shikdimu is the Schus, that now they don't need Tfilos, they don't need Zokos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'atzmo, his misorus, his orus deli'ela, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in order to save Bnei Yisrael and complete the process of Geula at the time of Kriyas Yam Suf. Now the next part of this essay goes on and on about Yaakov Avinu. There's a special connection between Yaakov Avinu and Kriyas Yam Suf. And this requires a lot of work.
It connects it all to Torah and that. So how do we explain it to the women?
What do we have to explain to them? Remind me.
the women, if everything's connected to Torah on Shabbos,
the men didn't have a mitzvah Torah either. What the men were doing was they were trying to connect to their roots. They were trying to connect to a spiritual entity and get themselves out of the depressing state. Now, the Jewish women did their part, and you know, b'schus nashim tzidkaniyos nigalu avosein b'tzrayim. What was the man? What part of this? Of this was contributed by the men. You know, what did they do in order to bring about the Geula? And the answer is that they read these holy books that apparently transmitted the Torah of the Avos, and in those books they read whatever Torah they could soak up, and they probably shared it with their wives because they wanted to make sure that their wives would get the same spiritual chizuk that they got. And most importantly, in these books, in these Megillos, they had a nechama because of the prediction and the divine promise of Geula. So I think the women were probably very much involved. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Let's talk about another connection, which we hinted at before, between the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, based on the Medrash. Natal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raglov Shel Avram Shel Avinu Yaakov Ve'emidon Al Hayom Ve'omelo Re'e Nisim Shani Ose Im Banecha Hado Dechsiv B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim Yisrael Saba Rabbi Kiva Omer B'schus Yaakov Ani Korei Lehem Es Hayom Shenema Ufaratzta Yom Ava Kedma. The Zohar also connects Yaakov Avinu Yisrael Saba to the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. Now, let's talk about Yaakov Avinu and his connection to Shabbos. In the Shiras Hayam, Klal Yisrael recite Yemincha Hashem Nedori Bakoach, Yemincha Hashem Tiratz Oyev. Rashi says Yemincha Yemincha Shnei Pa'amim, Kshisrael Osem Es Ritzon Shel Mokom. Hasmol nasis yamin, yamincha Hashem nedori bakoch lahatzilus Yisrael, yamincha shenis tiratz oyev. We have now the midah of Tiferes, the midah of Yaakov Avinu, that connects schar that's given to the tzaddikim, the osir tzona shalmakom, with punishment that's meted out to the enemies of Hashem, tiratz oyev. Now, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Yaakov Avinu in the Medrash to witness the Ness of Kriyas Yamsuf is because the Midah of Yaakov Avinu is the Midah of Tiferes. Tiferes, which is a combination of Chesed and Gvura, is the combination of meeting out punishment to the enemies and reward to those who deserve reward. And that's what's going to happen at Yamsuf, that combination. Shabbos is called by the Gemara Nachlas Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Kol Ha'Maneges HaShabbos Nosnim Lo Nachla B'li Mitzorim Shenemar Olt Oz Tisanegal Hashem Ve'herkavticha Al Bomasei Oretz V'chalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha Lo Kavram Shekosu Bo Kuv Misalik Boretz Li'orka Lo Ki Yitzchak shekosubo ki lecha ulezarcha atenis kol aretz osael el ki Yaakov shekosubo faratz to yoma v'kedma tzafonu v'negma. One who is ma'aniges haShabbos, which is the nachla of Yaakov Avinu, he zochet to a nachla b'li mitzorim, which means that he zochet to be mamshir chesed miyamin din mismol b'li mitzorim. And that's what it means. Lo kavram shemidoso chesed, which means he only has the right side. Velo ki Yitzchak shemidoso din, the left side. But ki Yaakov shemidoso tiferes, which is a hybrid, which is a synthesis of chesed and din. A shomer Shabbos is zochet to anachla b'li mitzorim. He's zochet to be mamshich, both the min and the small, the chesed of Chesed Yisrael Nedinim in the Rishoyim, and we begin to see a tremendous connection between the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu integrates both these midos of Chesed Yisrael Livkol Emes Hamayim and Din or Gvura Lahachzir Hamayim Al HaMitzrim LaBiosam B'Toch Hayam, to be meted out punishment to the Mitzrim. And all of this is B'Schus Shekdimu Yisrael Lishmar Sashabis B'Mitzrayim, which is the Nachla of Yaakov Vinim, Hama'anigas HaShabbos Zochle Nachla B'li Mitzorim, which means to be Mamshech HaSodim L'Yisrael and Gvuros on the Roshim of Sone Yisrael. We learn from this how important it is in the eyes of Hashem when an Ish Yisrael who works the entire week for his Parnosa and yet he sanctifies the Shabbos to be Miskarev El Hashem, to come close to God with Esek HaTor, with Tefillah. And in this chus, Zoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilo Yeshuas Min HaShamayim B'Sasarusa D'Lielo, even without his Sarusa D'Litata, Kol HaMa'anigas HaShabbos Nosim Lo Mish'alos Libo Shenever V'S'anig Al Hashem V'Yitein Lecha Mish'alos Libecha. Mish'alos Libecha, even before we Mispalel, that's the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu's message to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Vatem Tacharuch.